So it's 70 some odd degrees out to feel like Christmas. So are you ready for Christmas?
No.
And when I asked that question, which checklist did you run through in your mind? Was it the checklist containing these items? Trees up? Check. You know, maybe for weeks now. Lights up? Check. Gifts for the kids, family, friends, mailmen, trash collectors, etc. Check. Maybe donations to our favorite charities? Check. Christmas cards for the rest if you send cards. Christmas meal planned. Travel plans solid. Check, check, check. I'm sure your checklist contains other things, but you get the idea. By this time, we are ready for our secular Christmas, or we are panicking. But what about our spiritual Christmas? You know the reason for the season? So maybe I'll ask another question, maybe the real question. How did your Advent go? Well, for me, it was a struggle. Between the end of the year projects and the crises at work, preparing for our secular Christmas, and just the crush that life can be sometimes for me, it didn't go as well as I would like. Although I will say it goes a little better each year. Each year I spend a little more time focused on the fact that this is Advent, a time of preparation for the celebration of the birth of our King, Jesus Christ. We often hear from the news that there's a war on Christmas. While that may be true, I believe the first casualty, maybe the real casualty, is Advent. So how about that checklist for Advent? Now, are we following some sort of Advent calendar? The Sacrament of Reconciliation, either on your own, to an appointment with the priest, or at one of our reconciliation services? Maybe volunteering time to our favorite charity. Or perhaps a deeper awareness of the blessings bestowed on us by God and compassion for those less fortunate. And again, your list may be different to get you ready for the spiritual Christmas, but you get the idea. And for me, much of my awareness of spiritual things is triggered by music. And this week was no different. One of my favorite activities to be involved in is our Advent evening of prayer and music that took place earlier this week. For me, it really heightens my awareness of the season and the blessings that we have. One particular song, Emmanuel by Tim Mannion, sticks in my mind. It goes like this. Baby born in a stall. Long ago now and hard to recall. Cold wind, darkness, and sin, you're welcoming from us all. How can it be true? This world grows so old now. How can it be new? Sorrow's end, God send. Born now for me and you. Then the key changes and the refrain comes in. And this is what really gets me.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. What are we that you should love us so well? A song on high. A
angel hosts, rejoice thy glory to tell. He is near. Isn't the awareness of God's love of us sometimes so poignant, so palatable, and yet so indescribable? That's where that song takes me. St. Bede writes in a commentary on Luke that describes how he feels towards this gift, this blessing, this reality of God with us. He says, "The Lord has exalted me by a gift so great, so unheard of, that language is useless to describe it, and the depths of my love and my heart can hardly grasp it. I offer then all the powers of my soul in praise and thanksgiving as I contemplate his greatness, which knows no limits. I joyfully surrender my whole life, my senses, my judgment, for my spirit rejoices in the eternal Godhead that is Jesus, that Savior whom I have conceived in this world of time." There are moments when I actually understand what he is saying. I feel that complete surrender of everything I have to God. The moments are fleeting, of course. The world crashes back in, and I'm back in the reality of my day-to-day life. But those moments keep me going, and I dare say they give me life. Do you know what I mean? Today's gospel, echoes the words from Isaiah. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. In a couple of days, we'll celebrate the Feast of Emmanuel, God with us, the incarnation, God's inbreaking into our world. We can begin to see what Father Diekmann, a leading liturgist and expert at the Second Vatican Council, saw. One day, he had a realization. All of a sudden, he stood up and exclaimed, "It's not the resurrection, it's the incarnation. We don't believe it, though. We don't believe we are invited to be the very life of God." Diekmann believed that salvation is first revealed not in the cross and resurrection, but in Jesus' conception and birth. God becoming human revealed to us our destiny, the essence of who we are. To be human is to be offered divine life. The greatest compliment ever offered is that humanity is so magnificent that God chose to become human with us. Whatever makes us stronger, enlarges our vision, expands our hope, and deepens our capacity for compassion. Indeed, whatever makes us more human is, at the same time, making us more like God. Father Diekmann just really blew me away with that. And blew me away so much to the point that I've used that paragraph 3 times now in talks that I've given. So the takeaway from the words of Father Diekmann is this. Our destiny is to become more human, more like God. Our destiny is not to make a lot of money or even to be a saint necessarily, but to become more human and therefore more like God. For if God can become human, shouldn't it be okay for us to be one also? Have you ever wondered what priests and deacons say as we pour the water into the wine at the preparation of the offerings? We say quietly, "By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity." Today we say it loudly. He came to share in our humanity so we could share in his divinity. That's the vision of humanity I want to hang on to. The one that is divine. The one that sees Christ in all people. During the Advent concert this week, as I was listening to music, I was also looking around. And one particular scene caught my eye. It was Father Gregory and Peggy Anderson and Tom and Lynn Shepherd, who, while they were also listening to the concert, could not help but enjoy the scene that was playing out in front of them. It was a baby being held in its arms. Its mother's arms, not its arms. Its mother's arms. Sorry about that. Sorry to ruin the moment there, but it was its mother's arms. I can't tell what was on their minds, but what I saw in their faces was joy and wonder. There's something that happens when we watch babies that fills us with hope. Babies are promise. They are potential. baby Jesus shows us a God, a God who takes on our human nature in all its failings and tawdriness, and by making it possible for us humans to share in the divine, reveals to us what the potential in every human being really is. This is what we've been preparing for. Are you ready?